Hagerstown Little League, representing the state of Indiana, won the final game in the Great Lakes Division against Kentucky on Thursday, sending them to the Little League World Series in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. They boarded a bus on Friday morning around 7 a.m. to make that drive to the Little League World Series. And joining us now is the manager of the team, Patrick Vinson. How's everything going? We really just wanted to check in with you all and find out how things are going.
It's going well. Just got done off of Lamadi Stadium. We got 45 minutes there. Each team gets that. And then we just finished up in the batting cages over here. So always good. The first 2 days were kind of crazy with just getting uniforms fitted and the ESPN stuff. So it's kind of settling down now.
Yeah, your colors will change, right? You're no longer you get new colors. What is it? Orange?
Blue and orange is the Great Lakes.
Blue and orange. Now, any superstition on the team? Anybody feel superstitious about colors or numbers?
No, numbers maybe. But not the color, no.
You know, how was the trip to Williamsport?
It wasn't bad. We were all excited to get here. So, you know, the first few hours, because we left at 7 a.m., so everybody was just kind of rolling out of bed, myself included. But the trip out here wasn't bad. We were able to sleep on the charter bus. Yeah, it wasn't bad.
This is the manager of the team, Patrick Vinson, and he's got, you know, you've got a son that plays on the team, Graham, and, you know, this has just been such an amazing season for you all. And so tell us, at the beginning of the season, was this a dream, or did you think at some point there early on we really could make it to the World Series?
I think a dream. With having my oldest in 2013 making it to the Great Lakes Regional, it was always a dream to get here. We visited Williamsport in 2012 when Newcastle was here, and I remember walking up all the way up to Lamadi Stadium and thinking, "Wow, what would this be like? You know, to have a team here, it would be just incredible." But you know, these guys, the way they play. You know, when we first started in districts, you know, we were doing well and everything was rolling. And it was like, hey, we got something here. And then we got to state and the same thing kind of happened. And then to the Great Lakes. And here we are.
And here you are. You know, do you have any idea what the schedule looks like yet?
We play Thursday at 3:00 and we play the Midwest, which is Iowa, is who we will play.
Okay, we wanted to make sure that we found out what time that you all would be playing. Hagerstown, I grew up in Knightstown, so Hagerstown, I'm very familiar with, just a little under 2,000, and I can't imagine what this has done for that community. I mean, it just must be amazing.
Yeah, the community has just been unreal. I was just telling the coaches last night, I was like, man, I wish I could just go through town and then just to feel the buzz, but man, I really like being here.
You know,
all the pictures and stuff and that you see on Facebook and everybody's posting.
Yeah.
Hagerstown is just an awesome, awesome community. They love the kids and they support everything there. It's great.
Can you describe, because I'll tell you, I had the pleasure of going to Williamsport when Brownsburg went a couple times. And it's such a magical place to be in Williamsport during that time with the kids and with their families. It's really such a changing, I think it just changes things for the team, the relationships that are built, and even the families together. I mean, that bond, I don't know if you can even describe it.
I don't know. I mean, these guys will have this for the rest of their life, knowing that they accomplished getting here. So they'll have that forever. The coaches as well, the community. They'll have memories that will last a lifetime. We had the 45 minutes on Lamadi Stadium this morning. Every team gets, and you know, you see it on TV. And you see the dugouts and stuff, but when you're down in the dugout and you walk up out of the dugout and actually get on the field, it was just like, it's got to be heaven on earth. I mean, it was just awesome.
Yeah. I mean, you really can't describe it. There used to be a little hotel, a little motel that sat, and I'm not even sure if it's still there, but it used to sit on that property. And that was a little tiny motel. Then that gave me that view when I stayed of watching the games all day long and all night long. And it's just, it's amazing, amazing experience for all of you. And I'm so glad that you're able to do it. And the relationship of this team, and it's just fun to watch all of you. And we really just wanted to check in and see how everybody was doing. You guys are doing a great job keeping us all informed on social media. And, you know, we're just excited for you. So we'll look forward to you playing. And you guys, for the next couple of days, what will you do?
The parade, actually today from 1 to 3, we get to go, our host actually rented a bus for us. So we're going to get down, downtown and actually see where it all started, the Little League field, where it all started. And they'll be able to walk around and see all of that. And then we're going to go out to eat for lunch. And then they'll be able to come back. They're having a blast with these other teams. Australia is right next door to us, trading pins. Canada's under us. Hawaii got here, and it was like the kids were in awe. And then the parade is Monday. It'll go down the streets of Williamsport, and the host told us it was like there'll be 50 to 60,000 people lined up the streets for this parade, which blew my mind.
Oh my gosh.
It's going to be awesome.
You really won. I mean, you've really already won, really. I mean, everything else that comes will just be on top of it all. I mean, it'll be just the best. But right now, it's this feeling. And before I let you go, how's everybody? I know this is such the media experience is all another part of it, right? So how are the kids doing with all the attention?
They're doing well. They're just taking it in stride, you know, and they kind of know what to say and from day one, it's been family. And that's how we break. We break as a family. We started our very first practice. That's how we break. So with this team, it's not going to be, I did this, I did that. It's, you know what, if it wouldn't be, for these guys behind me, I wouldn't be here. So they're taking it in stride. They're doing well.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much for giving us a bit of your time. And this is Patrick Vincent. His boy Graham plays on the team. And we really are so excited what you've done for us. We need good news. And you've brought it to us. And again, I feel like you're already winners. And congratulations. We appreciate you representing the state of Indiana. And we're cheering for you hard.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Another thing is, we are here at Williamsport, and we're having a good time, but our hearts are heavy for, back home with the Richmond police officer, Burton. We pray every night, and we just hope for a full recovery for her as well.